Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rolling.
Hey, and welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast, where you get to hear the latest edition, and it's been a minute since we had a fresh Share Your Salary. So why don't you take a listen to who we had on today. Here is Sprinkler Fitter Brian.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that catering company Chelsea makes $42,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning to start 2020 fresh is Brian in Auburn. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. Happy New Year, and thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary, man. We really appreciate you picking up the phone and calling us.
Yeah, no problem, man. Happy New Year to you guys, too.
Appreciate that. Okay, so here's how it's going to work. As you probably already know, we're going to put a minute on the clock, Brian. We'll ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. We'll try to figure out exactly it is what you do. Then, when we're done, we'll play a three-minute song, collect our thoughts, we'll come back, we'll guess what we think you make, and then you'll tell everybody, Brian, you're going to share your salary. How does that sound?
Let's go.
Oh, by the way, Brian is a union sprinkler fitter. So we already got the union part out of the way, Emily. So 60 seconds on the clock, Em. If you're ready, begin.
Are you working on new construction?
We do a lot of new construction and service work.
Okay, residential or commercial, Brian?
I do primarily commercial, but we do both sides.
How many other sprinkler fitters are on site at the same time as you are?
We actually rock a pretty small crew. On my job right now, there's three.
Are you working primarily indoors or outdoors?
Indoors.
Or how long do you spend on one site?
It depends on the size of the job. It can be anywhere from a month to a couple years.
If you hold a lighter up to one of the sprinklers, will it really go off like in the movies?
Yeah, if you do it for long enough, it will, and it also depends on the sensitivity of the head.
How long have you been doing this?
6-7 years.
All right, do you have a lot of really tall guys on your crew?
No, we have to carry around a lot of ladders.
Did you have to apprentice to get this job?
Yes, I did.
Do you guys have to wear those little stilt things at all, or is it just ladders?
No, just ladders. Ladders or lifts.
Emily. Time is up. There we go. Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out.
Stilt things.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know you're not. That's like cover circus clowns, right?
That, they use them in the movies. 46150, Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help out. What do you think Brian and Auburn is making every year as a union sprinkler fitter? And if you hang out for 3 minutes, you're going to find out, because he is going to share his salary right after this song.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us, All right, so on the phone with us right now is Brian. He lives in Auburn. He is a union sprinkler fitter. Emily, what else did we just learn?
So he's been doing this 6 to 7 years, and he did have to apprentice. He mainly works indoors and on ladders because there aren't a lot of tall people working. They don't work on stilts. There's about three of them on site because they're a smaller unit, and he can be on site from anywhere from 1 month to years, depending on how big it is.
Okay, now I have a comment to all of those weird questions I asked, but let's get to the guessing game first. Em, you were the winner last time we played, so you got to go first.
Well, because you're a union and because you've been doing this long enough, I'm going to go higher. I'm going to go 87.
Rich. Okay, so overall for 2019, because we're starting a fresh decade here, did I beat Slojo or did Slojo beat me?
You came in second.
I came in second. Okay, that means. All right. Yeah, well, no, I know it was competitive for second. Okay. Stanwood, thank you for the text to 46150. Love that you took the time. She says 110, and I think it's all about the union, baby. Plus, Brian kind of sounds like a sharpshooter. I'm just going to be honest with you. Brian, you sound like you're upper management. Slojo, you're up next.
Man, you're both in my lane. I'm going to go 122.
122. Woo. Takes a high end. All right, so we got 87, 110, and 122. Brian, we've reached that point in our conversation where you are going to share your salary with the Morning Wolfpack. How much you making every year as a union sprinkler fitter?
So with all the overtime included from last year, I'll have made about 112.
Oh man, Taylor and Stanwood, thank you for the text. I get the first win of the year. Brian, so the reason I was talking about tall guys and stilts, and it sounded very Cirque du Soleil, is that I used to see this guy every once in a while and talk to him, and he was like 6'8". And he goes, yeah, dude, everybody, I fly all over the country fitting these sprinklers for, mostly commercial buildings because I'm so tall. It's like they love me.
Yeah.
And he made bank. He never lived at home because they would fly him all over the country to do this.
Wow, that's crazy. I see sometimes you see people on stilts that are putting in like tiles in the ceilings and stuff for rooms. But yeah, not us. We work on ladders.
Right on. Well, listen, Brian, thanks so much for picking up the phone and giving us a call and being a part of Share Your Salary and for listening to the Morning Wolfpack, man. We love you.
Yeah, man. We love you too. Have a good day, guys.
And there you go. Contrary to popular belief, or at least what I thought, sprinkler fitters don't have to be tall. So you can be a short person and still make $112,000 a year. Not too shabby.
You know what's funny, though? You said, like, stilts. And I just thought that was a joke. Like,
no.
Okay, working on stilts, like, who does that? But then he said that the guys that do ceiling tiles, they actually do that.
Well, I knew exactly what you were talking about because we are next to an office building that different levels get work done, and I've seen the guys on stilts down there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. If you've never had a manual labor job, and I have, you see those guys. If they have to do anything that's on a ceiling, they wear those little... They're not like the circus height.
Right.
They're small, but they're like 2-3 footers, and you walk around, and they get really... Like, I've seen guys doing ceilings before, and they have that mud, and they're mudding in drywall, and they're like dancing around on those. It's pretty...
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing, which is why you probably thought I was like
high. I did. I thought you were just making one of those like
on drugs.
Matt questions.
All right, so listen, our goal for at least my goal for 2020 is to get one person to actually participate and share your salary from this podcast. Do you think it'll happen?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Stay positive.
I like positivity.
Send an email if you're willing to do that. If you listen to this podcast and you're willing to share your salary, send it to joe@seattlewolf.com.
That's right. And give me your phone number and don't put your salary.
Yes.
Oh, don't start making demands. We literally have nobody... sign up.
There's a submission tool on our website to pull back the curtain. But whoever made it, and I brought this up with the higher ups, but they just basically there's no way to contact them, so no email address even, so I can reach out and say, hey, you put this in there. It's just a name, whatever their job is, and how much they make.
Oh, that's awful.
With zero way to contact them. Zero way to follow up.
That's so really helpful.
We're working on that.
Okay.
So I have a question because I just noticed, Matt, did you get a new coffee cup for Christmas?
Oh,
I got that yesterday. Now, I didn't get it for Christmas. Okay, so you know there's like the Christmas gift thing, and then there's returning all the Christmas gift thing. So we did that over the weekend, and we were in, have you ever heard of a store called Sur La Table?
Yeah.
Okay.
First one in the world is right here in Seattle.
Didn't know.
What is that?
It's for cooking accessories.
Okay.
Pretty high end, like cutting boards and espresso machines and whatever you need. If you're into the culinary arts, you know what it is. So my brother-in-law gave us for Christmas a set of little mini I don't even know what you the croquet set or croquet. It's basically you can make like little, I don't know, chicken pot pies.
Oh,
or,
yeah, I know exactly. They're little. Are. I don't know what they're called, but we have a bunch of those too. Yeah.
It's literally like I kept saying croquet set, but that's a sport, not what this is. It's like a something. Yeah. Anyway, so they're purple. My wife's not having anything purple in our home, so we were returning it.
Yeah.
And I saw this coffee mug sitting there with a bike on it. And I'm like, I am buying that for myself. Nice. It was $10. But thank you for noticing.
Well, because you did have the Washington Starbucks mug.
I had that. And then I had another one from a local bike shop for a while. This is my latest incarnation. I think it's my 2020 mug.
I dig it.
But yeah,
it's got the nice lip on it.
Yeah, I haven't even unpacked yet. But this morning as I was getting, this is how my stupid brain works. I'm like, I want my new coffee mug. So I dug through this giant ass suitcase of 2 weeks of crap and dirty laundry to find this. So I could bring it to work.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But let's talk about everybody's vacations. Emily, I think you by far had the most exotic. We talk about you breaking your tailbone on the show today. That was not the exotic part, but
no.
Seeing those pictures of you on the beach with like the water that I was seeing in the movie Moana over the break with a 3-year-old was really, really beautiful.
Turks and Caicos is amazing. I mean, it's the one place I've ever been to that completely lives up to the hype. And I've been to Bali. I've been to a bunch of places. I've been very blessed to get to go to a bunch of beaches. But that's what I spend my money on, is travel. So Turks and Caicos is hands down the best I've ever been to. And it is amazing. So I just sat next to the water in a little cabana thing for the entire time. It was all inclusive. So, of course, like the food, everything. It was pretty cool.
I don't mean to call you out here, but doesn't your mom buy these trips?
That she does. Christmas, she does. Okay. But all the rest of them I've spent. Bali was on mine dime. Usually my summer trip.
This is how I spend my money.
Like
Mom!
Thailand, I usually do one trip in the summer that I pay for. But,
right.
And then that's my Christmas gift. Christmas birthday gift is my trip. Our trips to
very nice. What was the best part about it? And how, by the way, how warm was that water?
It was not warm, not
really
bath water warm, but it wasn't too cold. Like I got in it every day and went swimming. Huh.
What was the temperature there?
80.
Wow.
Did it rain a lot?
It sprinkled one day, but it was like a, you know how that is in near beaches. It comes in and goes out or whatever. The best part. Oh, geez, I don't know. I mean, I just like chilling. Like, I literally laid at the beach all day. That was the best part.
You know, I don't know how it is. I think the last beach I was at was Alki.
Well, you don't like laying by the beach, though.
No. Not unless I've ridden 100 miles and I can relax. Like, if I can nap the rest of the day, I can chill. But by the way, you should go to Emily's Instagram because there's a lot of good pictures there. It's Morning Wolf M, and I'm Matt and Slow Joe Wolf.
Yep.
So check out the Insta for the picture. But that looked amazing. Then I know you went back to Georgia, and that was just trying to get your boyfriend acclimated.
Yeah. We did a lot of eating. We ate the entire week. We didn't eat at a single place you could eat here in Seattle. So we did Waffle House and Texas Roadhouse and Zaxby's. And my mom cooked us Thanksgiving dinner. And what else did we do? I mean, just a bunch of random places that you can't eat. The Varsity.
Is that the place where they yell at you?
What do you have? The Varsity.
What do you have? What do you have? Yep.
How do you know about that?
Because Ben was from Atlanta, who we used to work with. And we used to call them because it was so funny when you call in and they just like,
what do you have? What do you have?
Oh, that's funny.
Yep.
We used to call just to hear that.
Yeah.
And then we wouldn't order. We hang up.
No, we're 1,000 miles away.
Do you worry? Because I think a lot of, like I do, like did you, was holiday weight like a thing? Did you think about that? Or concerned? Not even.
I just enjoyed it.
Do you know? Like, did you weigh before and after?
I did not weigh before, but I honestly don't think I gained that much because we are eating so regularly. I ate less per meal, so I think it evened out. But I was like, not going to worry about it. I'm not going to ruin my vacation. I'm going to enjoy the, although we were sitting at Texas Roadhouse and my mom lives in the suburb of Atlanta, but more on the rural edge of the suburb. And the obesity level there is ridiculous.
In the South. Yeah.
I mean, I looked at Andrew and I was like, do you realize like we're the most fit people in this entire restaurant?
Wow.
And it just, I mean, and we were sitting there eating and talking about it. And the reasons for it, I mean, one, I think, is that it becomes normal. When you see other obese people, you don't feel as bad. So, you know, and the food is just, everything's deep fried and
not a lot of
no vegan places.
Diets.
No, yeah. I think it also comes with education and activity level. There's nothing really to do outside. It's not like here where you can go hiking and skiing and whatever. All you have is gyms there. And it's just, I don't know. But it is ridiculous.
It's crazy.
And it's not overweight. It's morbidly obese.
Yeah. And you probably didn't notice it when you lived there, but you've been in Seattle for 2 years.
Right.
And everybody here, like you know the flight going to Seattle because everybody looks like they're going to go hike Mount Everest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, they're mostly fit, thin, like everybody's got the outdoor gear, the beanies, the backpacks, water bottles. I've been to some places in the South as well. I actually went to an all-you-can-eat barbecue place one time in South Carolina. Whoa.
Yeah.
I was like, I know what you're feeling.
Yeah. And I mean, even people here, there are some overweight, you know, normal, but there it's wow. But we did the aquarium, which was amazing. We did Six Flags, which was interesting because I haven't done Six Flags or any roller coasters probably since high school.
They're crazy now, huh?
They're crazy. And we went on New Year's Day, so there was no line.
Oh,
I mean, we
walked
right up. It is until you go back to back to back and you're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
You get feel sick.
I need the line to let my body settle. So we went on like the Monster Plantation, which is like it's a small world type ride. Like one of the easy, we went on the old timey cars just to let our body rest because especially the older you get, the worse it is. Or for me anyway, I get more dizzy and more nauseous. Like the last one I went on, I was like, I'm gonna die. Like, I'm done. I went on 4 big roller coasters and I'm like, I can't do it. My body cannot take anymore.
That's a really sucky feeling when you realize that you're a little bit older and those things aren't as enjoyable anymore. Like I was telling Emily 2 years ago when we moved here, I started skiing again.
Yeah.
And I used to be an avid skier and I just realized all of a sudden I don't like being on a chairlift anymore because I'm afraid of falling off.
Yeah.
Like, what happened to me? I'm afraid of heights all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Which I'm not, but on a chairlift, I'm like, This is freaking crazy.
Yeah.
I'm half off this seat anyway. Yeah. And it's 500 feet down.
Which is funny. I used to be, you know, you get the anxiety and the scared before you get on the ride. But once you're on the ride, like, whoa, it's fun, whatever. Yeah. Well, I went on one I'd never been on. It's called Goliath. In fact, I took a video and you could see how pale I am after. And the thing is, it wasn't even going down that bothered me. You hit the top and you float for a second. Oh my God! Like, I was freaking out, and it's so long, and I'm like, when are we done? I was oh my God, yeah.
Well, Jude is almost that height where he can start going on stuff like that, and we're not the kind of parents that are ever going to do Disneyland, but if we ever get to, I'll probably have that experience to do it again, and then I'll put that to the test.
Yeah. Go at a time where there are lines, because otherwise he's going to want to run from coaster to coaster to coaster, and you need the lines to calm your body down.
And I remember being a kid, like growing up in Kansas City, going to Worlds of Fun, and just running for, you get in the express lane, and you ride, you can do it all freaking day.
I used to have the pass, the season pass, and we literally get back in line and ride the same coaster, and now no.
The last time I went to a Six Flags, which is, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, we bought these things called, I can't remember what they're called, but basically you have a wristband, and so you get in our ride, and we'd always wait and get in on the front, so you can sit there and wait until you get to the very front, and then you can stay on it, so you come back. And if you don't want to get off, you can go again.
Oh,
and this
is
the first time I've been to Six Flags probably in 15 years. And like roller coaster technology has come a long way. Yeah. These rides were crazy, but we would do the same one and we go through another time. And first of all, everybody in line hates you
because
they have to sit there and
wait. And the front takes
and
the longest.
And they're talking trash to you. And but by 2.5 times, I'm like, I'm going to vomit. I think I have a concussion. Like, it was just like, they're not built for you to keep going.
Well, and it's funny because we did 4 rides and they were all different types. And we did like a stand up, we did a sit down, a lay down, like it drops you so you're Supermaning, and then a sit with your feet hanging. And I like the stand up the best. I feel most secure when I'm standing up. The laying down, well, I was so sick by then. The hanging feet, that one you have to be in the front. Otherwise, you can't see anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, whew.
Okay, so imagine this. Way back in the day when I started in radio, I started in San Diego, and in Mission Beach, they have this little roller coaster. It's
the wooden thing.
It's got a name, and I forget what it is. It's probably torn.
I think it's Cyclone.
I gotta go. It's got a dinky
ones are
name.
Cyclone.
I remember that one. I lived there for a minute too, and I was all excited to go on.
Okay, the Mission Beach roller coaster. It's got a funky name. It might be that, Joe. Let me see. No, that's not the Giant Dipper. let's see. How old? Maybe it is. That's where's Belmont Park?
The Giant Dipper sounds familiar.
Mission Beach roller coaster. They call it the Mission Beach Roller Coaster? I thought I had a name. This is not the point of the story. Maybe it is.
It definitely has a name. But
all right.
The story. I'll look up the name.
So when I started in radio there, we did this contest that was like whoever could ride it the longest would win something. And I even think it was like a new car. And I remember because I was the 20-something intern that I did it with them.
Oh, geez.
And but again, going to that conversation of being younger versus being older, I stayed on it for like, I don't know. I mean, it was a day, maybe a day and a half.
Do you
constant.
Get used to it?
Yeah. I mean, and that was one of those old wooden ones that's rickety that you get bounced all over the place.
It is the Giant Dipper.
Okay, the Giant Dipper in Mission Beach. And I don't know if it's still there or not, but
I think it is.
It really wasn't a big deal. Like, if I did that now, I'd have to be in the chiropractor's office like the next day.
Yeah. That one you could probably do. These ones would literally kill you.
Yeah.
You'd eventually die.
I didn't do any of the rickety ones because I was like,
what? You would eventually die. Yeah.
Let's do the big ones first, because I had a feeling this might happen, that I would end up having to tap out. So I was like, let's get the big ones out of the way. If we could still ride, we'll do like the wooden ones. Yeah. I didn't even make it to those.
All right. So one last question. I just had this thought. Why don't we break it up a little bit? So we just talked about Emily's vacation. Well, we'll do maybe yours tomorrow, maybe mine the day after. But so you're in the South. Mm-hmm. You're at your mom's. You stayed with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any pretense there? Because I know how my dad would be, where she was like, okay, you two are together, and I like you, but you're sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Well, I thought that was going to be the case. In fact, leading up to it, I prepared Andrew. I was like, we're not sleeping in the same room. My mom has 4 bedrooms, hers. My brother was home, so he took his. I have my bedroom. And then we have a downstairs, but there's no bed. Because that room floods.
Well,
So we had no, I was kind of waiting. My mom was like, yeah, you guys will be in the jungle. Because she puts her plants inside. So I was like, oh, okay, we're sleeping in the same room.
She called it the jungle?
Because she keeps her plants in my bedroom.
That's
yeah,
awesome. I like that.
But yeah, so we slept in my room.
That was kind of nice. I mean, mm-hmm. by default, you got the nod. Do you think if there would have been adequate quarters, she would have put you guys separate?
I think I would have put him separate just to avoid the awkward conversation.
Yeah. Like meet the parents.
Yeah.
He's out in the office or the den or whatever.
But it's only a full size bed. So we were, I mean, I think we would have rather had separate beds because I was me and the wall because it's right up against the wall. We're both used to sleeping in king size beds.
Yeah.
So going down to a full, he was like, "Do you want me to sleep on the floor?" And I was like,
kind of.
It's okay.
Kinda. Would it be bad if I said yes? Honeymoon's over. Get on the floor. Yeah, it's all cute and cuddly and romantic for about 10 minutes. And then you get overheated and uncomfortable. Yeah. Your arm falls asleep. You're like, okay. You got to move.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a little bit of Emily's vacay. Then let's just recap the next couple of days. Give us something to talk about.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, we love you. Come check it out tomorrow. I think tomorrow, don't tell me, we are having on a senior drafter in terms of like when you're talking about architecture.
Yep.
So that'll be Share Your Salary tomorrow. We love you. We'll see you then.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. Weekday mornings from 5 till 9. On 100.7 The Wolf.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.